When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Those Oilers really thought they had us last night, dude. They really thought they had us last night. Idiots.
Oh, they don't even have Barkov. We're gonna get this one.
Never saw it coming, dude. Never saw it coming.
Neither did I.
What a comeback yesterday by the Cats.
Like, the thing that makes them so exciting, they have literally won every type of game. A 2-1 filthy, a shootout.
2-1 filthy.
2-1 filthy.
It's fun to watch, but that is the sign of a Stanley Cup champion.
Yep.
No matter what kind of game you're going to play, we can play it better.
They did. You know what Edmonton pulled last night? They pulled a Boston because they had that game completely in their grasp. Hyman goes for the hat trick. Bob stones him early on in the third period. And then these idiots just in the middle of the ice. What do? Do they care about hockey? No. They want to fight. They start fighting the Panthers. They lose sight. Panthers tie the game. Idiots, like in their head, the same thing. And you knew that was going to be the case. You knew they were going to walk in there and they wanted to get some get back because there were a few wins because of how that went last year. And they lost sight of it. And then what did Rhino do? After that, gets in the lead, bangs a puck right off of Skinner's head. That was crazy. That's got to be a really bad feeling as a goalie.
I mean, yeah, I would imagine any puck that bounces off of somebody on your own team and goes in, or yourself.
Or yourself.
But he didn't see it, I guess.
No, I mean, I don't know how Rhino did it. I don't know how he did that.
I saw, like, last year during the Stanley Cup when they went to overtime one time, and I forgot who it was, shot a shot from the side, and it was like this much room.
Crazy.
Right. Like some of the shots these guys make, and it makes me think, well, you know, they shoot enough pucks that I think they're just shooting it on net and hoping for the best.
Yeah, for sure. Putting pucks on net is a big part of it. Just getting into action. And then my guy,
I used to hate that with the Panthers, the old days. Like they used to just skate around. Nobody would shoot it. Nobody would shoot it. And it go the other way. You have, you know, the you have it in your zone for 2-3 minutes and nobody took a shot.
Crazy, man. And I got to tell you, it sounds like the Panthers are all getting sick, because I was listening to Paul Maurice in the game afterwards yesterday, because he said Barkey was sick, missed the game. He said a bunch of guys played sick. And then I was listening to Paul Maurice. I'm like, he kind of sounds sick.
So filthy.
This is, I guess, what happens when you go through Canada in the middle of the ice cold winter.
By the way, let me just squash that real quick.
What's that, dude?
The cold does not cause you to get sick.
Oh, of course it does. What are you talking about?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, of course it does. What are you talking about? Sniffles go through the roof, dude.
It's not.
Yeah. Not that science, cold, Leroy. Bro. That's totally science.
No, dude, let me tell you something. Okay, when it gets to like 65 here,
I want you to go look at the facts. It is not the cold.
I don't have to look at the facts. I've lived life.
Okay. So science doesn't matter.
I mean, Marcos,
I'm telling you.
When it's a little chilly in the building, it
does not cause the flu.
Silly. You're a silly man.
Oh, my goodness.
Pull it up,
Marcos.
Germs, I'm looking at it now. It says germs move slower in the cold, so it totally makes you sick. This is on USA Today.
No.
Yep. That's what it says.
When you catch a cold, it's not because of the cold.
Then why do they call it the cold? Why don't they call it the hot, Leroy? Oh, I got a hot right now.
I am literally.
It's so stupid.
You know what I feel like right now? What's that cartoon with the guy standing in front of the in the front yard drinking a beer, and the one guy you can't understand?
Hank Hill.
That's it. I'm dealing with you. His friends.
I got that tape.
With some dumb crap. If cold doesn't get you sick, why don't people in Miami get frostbite?
Right?
Frostbite isn't sick, dude.
I think you're
right. Frostbite ain't the flu.
You're way wrong on this, dude. I don't really have time to argue this because the Cats won.
By the way, I just want you guys to know who are listening to us and watching us right now. If you want to understand why I get so upset, what I just told you is an absolute fact. But because I am dealing with some knuckleheads that they don't even understand how, like, no, because, oh my goodness.
You're so silly.
Okay. Ooh. The fact that you said germs travel slower doesn't mean the cold causes those germs. It's the germs that cause the flu.
Anybody knows when you go into colder temperatures, it's tougher on your nosy posy.
That's right.
You get the sniffles.
That is right.
It brings down your walls of defense. It's the first line of defense.
How weird is this?
What are you talking about?
Come on.
Have you lived life?
It's like, oh my God, my nose is stuffy. I have a warm. You see, no one says that, right? No one, they're like, I have a cold. Why do they say that, Leroy?
Yeah, but you want to know what was spreading last night?
What's that?
A pandemic, dude. Anyway, headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose one with 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Panthers did win 6-5 yesterday. Nico Mikkola, Sam Reinhart, and Carter Hagee scoring in the third period. Monday Night Football last night, we had a double dip. The Vikings defeated the Bears 30-12.
Why are we sleeping on the Vikings?
Are people sleeping on the Vikings?
Yeah, like they just been do because everybody's been talking about the Eagles. Everybody's been talking about Detroit. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Vikings could win the division.
They could win the division.
And we're not even when you mention the top teams in the NFC, when do you think of the Vikings? You see what I'm saying?
I don't even say their name.
Fourth? Because everybody mentions Green Bay before they even mention Vikings, without even considering that the Vikings are one game behind the number one seed.
You know why, dude.
Why?
You know why.
No, I don't.
Sam Darnold, dude. Nobody believes in that guy in the playoffs. Come on, man. That's what it's going to be.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
But they are a good team. Did you see them?
When you see Sam Darnold play, do you think of, man, the Jets really ruined his career?
I just think Jets.
See, you think Jets. You don't think Sam Darnold.
Well, now I think Jets just because you got him and you have Geno Smith. And I'm sure Zach Wilson at one point will light it up too.
Right.
I mean, never, if you want to buy stock in somebody, buy it in Zach Wilson, see wherever he lands.
Yep.
You know,
it might take a couple of stops though, because like, you know, is one, and the things have to work out, because keep in mind, if J.J. McCarthy was healthy, Sam Darnold would never be playing quarterback.
D-Sizzle says, if you say nosy posy, should be an automatic minus one.
It should.
That's fair.
I don't agree. For a grown-ass man,
minus
you
one.
Can only say nosy posy if you're under five.
For show poniness.
Right? Can we agree on that? If you're talking
I don't agree with that.
Really?
No, I don't agree with that.
Nosy posy and toesy wosy. Can't say that if you're over five.
Right around the rosy.
Nosy posy, toesy wosies, off limits if you're over five.
Yeah. Or you trying to, or if you're trying to, if your kid's really hurt, you know, then you can kind of put a little cutesy name on it to calm down the pain. Right. Exactly.
Can't even do that.
But on the show with other grown men, no, dude. What's wrong with you?
Show poniness.
But what do you expect from a guy who has a dog named Sonny Buddy?
What do you bring Sonny Buddy into this?
It's a questionable name.
What do you bring Sonny Buddy into this?
Questionable dog name.
Yes.
What do you mean it's a questionable dog name?
Nothing says I'm not a manly man. Hey, what's the name of that dog that eats iguanas? Sonny Bunny.
I mean, that's what she is, though, dude. She's a little Sonny Bunny.
Is there like a last name, or is this like, you say every time? Like, is she like Sonny Bunny Johnson, or is it just like...
No, she mean Sonny is her name, but yeah. I call her my little Sonny Bunny.
Oh, okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
Well, listen. If you only use the first name, it's even worse.
Why?
Who names a big-ass dog Sonny?
She's not that big.
Yeah, she's not that
big. And it's a girl. Sonny's a boy name.
That's actually no, dude. That's not true.
That's a boy's name.
It's a boy name.
It says son. It has son.
Wait.
Sonny and Cher was a man and a woman.
No, if it's S-O-N-N-Y,
yeah,
it's Sonny. But Sonny is like, Sonny, yeah. You know?
You're not helping your cause.
And the thing was, I can tell you why. Well, here's the thing. She's a pandemic puppy. And I didn't, my family just surprised me. They didn't even tell me they were getting a dog.
Oh, that's why I got four of them. So there you go.
And I think my daughter wanted to name her like Rosie or something like that. And my son's like, mm-mm, too girly.
So you went with Sonny?
Yeah.
Wait, Rosie would have been better than Sonny.
No.
Yes. Wrong. Yes.
There's nothing better than she's so Sonny. You know, she came on a little car ride this morning, taking the kids to school. You know, everybody loves Sonny. She did try to jump out and help me bring my wife forgot her lunch. So I was bringing her lunch. And I'm like, you can't come to the school, dude. So anyway, did you see last night the Vikings honoring Randy Moss yesterday? I saw Justin Jefferson screaming in the camera for him. They had them bring his jersey out.
Yeah,
Randy's in a battle with cancer right now. I know, you know, you were teammates with Randy. Have you heard from anybody on him? You think he's gonna be okay?
It's kind of one of those things where, like, the treatment, you don't necessarily know what the treatment is, and you don't know like the different levels of it until he says something, because there's so many different stages and levels of cancer.
Yep.
So. Soon as somebody says cancer, you think of the worst. So I don't necessarily want to speculate because I don't know what type of cancer. And until you know what stage it is, then you don't know how serious the battle is, even though all cancer is serious. You know, so I try not to.
Yeah, I think he announced last week that he had surgery, that he went through surgery already on it. And it was something like either between his like liver and like ducks or whatever.
He must have like a tumor or something.
Yeah, that they found something. Everybody was.
If they could pull the tumor out and it didn't spread, but we don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. And then, you know, I could tell you.
You got to do chemo and then you got to get retested.
Yep.
So, and Tobin will tell you better than I can. Chemo is basically cooking your body from the inside out.
He said last week, he says he still has to go through some chemo and radiation, but the that they did a great job, I guess, on the surgery. They found a mass between his pancreas and liver. He told his followers he required multiple surgeries to try and remedy the situation. He's confident that he's going to be 100% back. But obviously, he's still got like that. I can tell you, man.
He has to do chemo and radiation.
Yeah, my wife didn't have to do radiation.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So... like that, like the treatment is kind of one of the things that kind of lead you to how maybe serious it is. And again, I'm not sure because I'm not.
Yeah, I can only speak from my wife's experience. Like the painfulness of the surgery and recovery, it's like probably, I'm sure, like a lot of surgery, but like that was brutal pain. And then like you get time to recover on that. And then, you know, with the chemo. Yeah, it depends. I mean, honestly, how even they can dose you high, they can dose you. I know with my wife, they were very aggressive with it, and so like it zapped her. But you know, they do wonderful jobs at these cancer centers, man. I mean, they really, really do. Like you said, based on whatever stage he's at. But you know, obviously, he's a beloved guy. It seems like he's going to use this as a great platform for something right now. He's, you know, already trying to do some things on social media with it. They brought out his jersey to midfield yesterday. It looked like Chris Carter was one of the guys. I don't know who the other guy was who brought it out. Oh, Jake Reed.
Oh, Chris and Jake. Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were all, it was Randy, Chris, Jake, Matthew Stafford. I mean, no, Matthew Hatchett was another receiver. We had Chris. He was a special teams guy. Who else did we have? That room was packed. Well, and when I say packed, I mean, we had three guys that were amazing. I mean, think about this. Chris Carter was a Hall of Famer and Randy was getting the ball all the time. Right. So his rookie year. So, yeah.
The other game last night, the Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9. I didn't watch any of them. Oof.
Oh my God. I had to go find the Vikings game. And the only reason why I stayed on the Vikings game is because there was some scoring.
Mm-hmm.
But that quarterback for the Raiders, oh my goodness.
Still Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, he was. No, wait. I think they.
Oh, Desmond Ridder last night.
Yeah. But the problem, like, when I see stuff like this, I'm like, you know, people think when your guy struggles that you can just go get another one.
Hey.
And I would say, if I take right now and do a draft of just NFL starting quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think Tua would end up? Between 10 and 20?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So yeah, if he ends up between 10 and 20, there's 32 teams, right? Where are you going to find another starting quarterback? You just make the assumption they're everywhere. They're not running backs.
Kirk Cousins threw his first touchdown since November 4th yesterday.
And he's still the starter. So, like, for everybody who says – Tua's not the guy.
Oof.
Tua can't do this. Tua, I want you to go and make a list of the top 32 teams or the starting quarterbacks on 32 teams. Keep in mind, some have started 2 and 3 quarterbacks because they can't figure out on their own roster who the damn starting quarterback is.
Are we doing a little where does Tua rank in the league today, huh?
No, we're not. I'm doing that to make a point that if you say Tua isn't the guy and – you say he's ranked between 10 and 20. Then you're also saying there's 15 to 17 guys that also aren't the guy. And if that's the case, where are you just going to find another quarterback? Like you have to be, you know, reality has to come in at some point. Yeah, maybe Tua isn't Josh Allen. Maybe Tua isn't Lamar Jackson.
I don't think anybody's Josh Allen this year.
But guess what? They all have the same amount of championships.
For now.
Well, okay, for now. For now, again. For now. What year is this for Josh Allen?
Seven, feels eight? Like, feels like six, seven, yeah, something like that.
No, it's probably seven or eight.
Man, time
so,
flies.
So for he's been a quarterback for 7 or 8 years. Devin won. Now you know he's really good, but you still he can't. Is he good enough to win a championship? Is you're saying that because of what you see now? Because remember when he first got in the league, wasn't.
Yeah, definitely wasn't.
Josh Allen was drafted in 2018, so he is. This is his
seventh season.
Right. You see what I mean? Like, I get the impatience with everybody. I understand that. I understand why you see other guys with different skill sets and you say, our guy can't do that. I understand that.
But even with Josh Allen, like, and you know, I'm no person who wants to give that dude or that team any praise. But a lot of people, like, you know, the training wheels are kind of off from him in that, you know, this is a guy who said, well, his success is because of Stephon Diggs. Well,
right.
Name the Bills receivers. It's Keon Coleman, a rookie, and it's a TikToker, Mac Hollins.
No, who's the...
Oh, and they got Shakir.
Yeah. He might be their number one receiver.
Got Amari Cooper, but he's like done nothing.
He just got there.
Yeah, he hasn't done much.
Josh Allen this year is 25-5 on touchdown interceptions. Like, yeah, he's been a monster.
No, he's
having just passing.
He's having one of those years. Like, when you look at one of those years, I'm talking about a year where you only put guys like Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson.
I wonder if you were to look at is the gulf between Josh Allen and the second best quarterback in the AFCs, is that the biggest gulf in the league right now?
Because
right now I would say Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the league this year, year.
Here's the problem is because when you look at other divisions, they're all so up and down. And because Josh Allen has been MVP caliber all year, then yes, the distance between the two is going to be different. But what if I say this is, I mean, I would say the best quarterback in AFC North is Joe Burrow.
No, Lamar's better than him.
No, I'm telling you, they are losing. That's why you're saying that.
Lamar's better than Burrow.
Go look at Joe Burrow's numbers. Just because he doesn't run. Go look at him. You say you don't have to.
I don't
have to
look at the numbers.
Now they don't matter.
Even if they are, they're close. That's kind of my point.
No, but they're two different kind of quarterbacks. If right now, if you're building a team, you're building a team with Joe Burrow, even though Lamar Jackson has two MVPs.
Not my team.
Lamar's numbers are better.
Are they? Go.
34 touchdowns for Lamar Jackson to 3 interceptions. Joe Burrow has 36 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. And rating, Lamar Jackson has a 120.7. Joe Burrow is 107.1. And then yards, Joe Burrow has more yards, 3,977. Lamar Jackson has 3,580, but a lot more rushing yards, obviously.
A lot more rushing yards. Yeah. Again.
Having a good season.
No, I'm not.
I didn't know you hated Lamar Jackson.
No, I'm not.
All right. No, I'm sorry.
We got to take a commercial break. We're way over. We'll take a break. Back with more to this.
Desmond Ritter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. I hate you, Marcos.
I saw your stupid chat. Pretty good.
We were just saying, who has the biggest gulf in quarterbacks in each division? Because we were asking, do the Dolphins have the biggest gap in quarterbacking from Josh Allen to Tua? And then I kind of looked at it. I'm like, the biggest gulf actually might be Baker Mayfield, because you look at Baker with Kirk Cousins, Bryce Young, and then whoever the hell the Saints throw out there. And then Marcos just responds, go ahead.
The biggest gulf in Mexico. I didn't know what that meant. Really, when you guys said it initially,
technically, like, the Gulf is not in Mexico.
It's around of. Mexico. Gulf of no, Mexico.
Yeah. It's of Mexico.
Of Mexico. It's Mexican, though.
No.
Okay. If that no. Gulf had to be anything, it's Mexican.
Do they get to claim all of it? You're giving them a point?
Yeah! This is ridiculous. Love that. I don't make the rules.
Even though the Gulf of Mexico is not Mexico?
It's okay, but it's Mexican for sure. Come on. What are you? What? It's from Louisiana? Come on. Can't be from. Everyone can't be from Louisiana, Leroy.
No, there's not very many from Louisiana. And you know them when you see them.
Yeah. Still don't know who their quarterback is.
No, me either.
The Saints quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, it was Derek Carr, but then they put in Rattler. Who the hell is the guy that did?
They put in the other guy, the tight end slash
Taysom.
Do everything.
Taysom Hill?
Yeah, but he tore his knee. Oof. Yep. Which reminds me, remember I told you Montgomery, when they say the sprain, every sprain is a level tear.
Yeah, he's done for the year.
So he's having surgery. So they put that out there, like, instead of saying he has a torn ACL or whatever, he has a sprain. But what they do is sprains have degrees of sprain, and that's just a level tear. Mm. So when you hear, he just sprained his knee, it means he has a tear. Don't be fooled by the silliness and the words. Don't be fooled by it. Every sprain, unless it's just if they say, he just has a mild sprain, they might not even call it a sprain. But every level of sprain in a knee is some type of tear.
Got a Jake Haener on the Rams.
Remember Ryan Tannehill when they said, he just has a sprained knee. We're trying to determine if he needs surgery.
Yes.
That it was a tear.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up tearing it.
Yeah. Tell you who's on the tear right now is the Bears. They're tearing it down. 8 straight losses.
Oh man.
Let me tell you something.
That's been great.
Like, how about ruining a quarterback?
Yeah.
Like, you want him to sit in the pocket and do Caleb Williams things. He ain't got time to do nothing.
Nah.
No wonder he ain't looking down the field. And then have the audacity to show a play where, look, he's open if he just looks here. When? What you want him to look?
They're in a good position, though. They could probably trade down, right? Get a couple picks, shore up the offensive line, the Bears.
Who knows? Here's the process in which they have, and the problem is organizations that have to do more stuff upstairs than downstairs.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
So the first thing they got to do is figure out who's going to be the coach, who's going to be GM, what's going to be the plan before they even get to the players. So all of their business before they get started is upstairs in the suits before they even get down to the action on the field. That's why this is going to take forever.
Pretty crazy, man.
It is. It happened. The Jets are going to go through the same thing, right? The Jets are going to go through the same thing, and it's pretty ironic because think about this. Before the season, ranked the quarterbacks. A lot of people said, "Ooh, Aaron Rodgers, then Josh Allen."
Yep.
And then Tua, and then whoever's the quarterback with New England.
Drake May.
Well, he wasn't the quarterback in the beginning of the season. That's why
Brissette was.
Right. So now look at the season. You see what I mean? So there's a lot of this stuff that's played out, and the one thing that's been pretty consistent, hate to say it, is Josh Allen. He's the one person in this division that team knew what he was gonna be, and that's what he's been. No injuries, no nothing. He is a quarterback that you can put competent wide receivers out there. You don't have to put elite receivers out there.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. I think I would have rather gotten blown out last night by the Pistons than what happened.
Well, when they can't got back in it, and then they went on that run, I thought it was over.
Dude, they were.
And eight. Then all of a sudden, bam, bam, bam.
Wow. That's Tim Hardaway Jr. You go against give me a Godfather. You go against the family.
You go against the family.
Never mind. Don't
think
that.
Better, actually. I think it's getting better. I think it's actually getting
but
better.
But it wasn't.
Right. It was just like the crazy thing is, and the thing about basketball that's funny. You think you do it as great, but you know they could do it too.
Oh.
Right? So when you say Tyler made three threes in the fourth period, and then bam, bam, right back to you, like, oh.
It was a crazy game last night.
Because if he misses one, the game's over.
For sure. I mean, you started off on, first of all, they didn't score. I mean, what happened to them in the fourth quarter was crazy. They couldn't score anymore. And
how old is Cade Cunningham?
21.
Looks like he's 40.
Does he?
Yes.
He's good.
With the hair?
23.
He looks old.
He is. He's good. He scored the go-ahead basket yesterday because Jimmy lost his shoe. Who scored with no shoe? And it was. It stunk. I tell you one thing. Heat locker room was salty yesterday. I mean, they were giving Jax no answers. I was like, Jax, poor Jax and Ira. Like hey, listen, if you guys played that good a defense as you did against answers, you guys would have won that game.
One of the things that bothers me about sports is what do you expect these guys to? How do you expect these competitors to be 10 minutes after a damn game, after a loss like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's human nature. So, like, for, like, reporters and stuff say, well, that's your job. Like, come on, man. What about the human side of this?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I normally know how these guys are after games, win or loss.
Right. It could change based on how the loss happened.
Their asses were chapped after that one. They were not too happy. You want to have a? Can you give me Jimmy Butler after the game yesterday, Froggy? Because he was none too into looking at the positive side of a comeback bid falling short.
I know you prefer winning, but the push to get it to a reasonable game, get it to overtime, to get the lead, are there things you can garner from those moments?
No.
At all? Nothing.
We lost.
Understood.
So let me, let's put this in context.
Yep.
You go into overtime and you take a 6-point lead.
8-point lead.
8-point lead. How often do teams come back from that?
It has to be very, very
few. In overtime.
Very, it has to be very few.
Right.
I thought it was over.
I thought it was over. Oh, just imagine how they feel. They play in these games. They know how that lead works.
Listen to this stat line from Jimmy last night. 35 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 steals, 1 block. 12 of 21 from the field, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. I mean, he was a monster yesterday.
3 days rest.
3 days rest, Jimmy. 3-day rest, Jimmy. Get another one coming up on Friday. Tyler Hero, who did not have a good game up until the fourth quarter, then boy wonder went boy wonder. He hit the tying three. Probably should have had a chance at a 4-point play. I thought he was fouled.
Right.
I thought he was fouled, but I mean, whatever. Don't blow that lead. But I thought he was fouled. Should have had the 4-point play. And what do you know? Who was an old plus 21 yesterday? But old Drew Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Plus 21. Six steals. Locking up Cade Cunningham. You want to know something, Froggy?
Yeah.
Cade Cunningham don't score if Drew Smith didn't foul out. Bogus call, too, by the way. Foul out!
He was, when they called the foul on him, he was directly in front of him.
When's the last time a point guard is fouled out? How often does a point guard foul out?
I don't have those numbers in front of me.
How many questions is that? A point guard with six steals?
Well, because he was fouling the whole game, clearly.
Okay, dude. Okay.
Come on, but they feel bad for him. They're like, who's this little man playing so aggressive?
And you want to know something? I'm getting real sick of your gambling influencing how you text us during the day.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Can Bam Adebayo score 20 points or can he not? Is that possible, dude? Just once.
So question.
Yeah.
Question.
Yep.
If you are saying to yourself just once.
Yeah.
Why in the hell are you betting somebody to score 20 points?
He's due. Is he not due?
That's it. If he's due, that means you don't do it.
Nah, he's due. This game, this next game, you watch. 3 days rest.
I don't think he was due. I think he actually was like playing pretty. Didn't he just have 20 points? Like he just, I know he did just have a big game. So he kind of.
He had like 25 and 16.
2 weeks ago.
We're talking about it.
It's three days before in between games. That was two hairstyles ago for Jimmy Butler.
I gotta tell you, I don't like when there's too much action.
How do you foul out?
Like the Panthers, the Heat, two football games, too much.
It went perfectly yesterday because it ended like right as the third period was starting, and that's when action picked up.
Yeah.
So it lined up okay yesterday, but I'm with you. It was an exhausting night because they were both crazy games. Crazy-ass games.
Thank God the football games were boring. Well, not boring. I mean, the Vikings are – like, the new football, right? Team scores, what did they score, 27? They scored 27 points?
30.
30 points. Quarterback doesn't even have 200 yards passing. That's the new NFL.
Hate it.
Like, you're going to have some games where they light it up, but for the most part, they're scoring 30 points and the quarterback's not even slinging it.
I put together Tobe's official QB list as of right now, and I think it's pretty good, but I look at it and I'm like, man, there's not that many guys who are, like, earth-shattering this season.
That's my point, though. My point is that everybody wants to get rid of their guy. We should have never paid him. We should have never... Okay, then what?
Like, there's not many guys on this list. I'm like, they're worth $55 million. Josiah says, Bam's defense is good, just not defense of a big. Bam is a proven dream teamer. Hashtag Firespo. That's from Dr. Mario. I don't remember Dr. Mario.
Yeah, you know, you're only a doctor on the cartoon.
Schmeathan says, Bam's not due. He's just doo-doo. Very mature, Schmeathan.
Pretty good.
Point 4.
Money of Buzz says, Bam's a bum.
He's not, here. Can I say this, and I'm going to say this to people. And
Luis says, Bam was hiding in the back seat. I kind of like that one. I feel like he was hiding in the backseat yesterday.
And I believe this, and I'm going to say this until it's proven wrong.
Hmm?
Bam is a four. He should be playing a four. His skill set is better used at a four, but they put him at a five, and then everybody bitches and complains about what Bam is doing. Did anybody ever consider that maybe Bam is out of position?
Hmm.
Because his skill set and what he can do, bringing the ball up, he should be a point forward at times instead of standing in the paint banging bodies.
And yeah, so but he does bring the ball up. Like, he's not always down there banging bodies.
But again, I understand that. But you see where I'm getting at with this. So then after the game's over, we look at his numbers without considering the whole game in totality and realizing this guy is banging bodies in the paint and is our best paint defender.
He didn't have a bad game yesterday. He just kind of had a meh game. Like, that's the thing. It's like he looked – like, he got off to a hot start, and then I was kind of like, all right, where is he? And I know Jimmy was taking over. Tyler was kind of going, but, you know, it was one of those two where I, like, you know, I felt like it wasn't, like, the most impactful. I mean, they did not – I mean, the team as a whole didn't play good defense. That damn
Again,
team was willy-nilly.
I'm getting a shirt made. Hmm? Where the hell is Kaleo?
Oh, well, listen, this is another question, okay? Because let me tell you about Kevin Love, okay? And I love him.
He's old! What do you expect? Anything you get from him is a bonus!
Doesn't Eric Spoelstra feel... Can I just ask him, all right? Because Kevin Love even made this point at practice the other day where he's like,
whoa,
you know...
Oh, Jennifer.
What'd she say?
Yeah, I don't
know. Him is a four, as in good for nothing.
Wow, Jennifer.
Jay-fig.
Are you sure? Wait. Hold on. Let me be clear. Was baby. That you, Marcos?
What?
Because Mark, yeah. I want Kaleo. And you know what I want him to do? I want them to slap him on the butt, put him in the game, and say, be tall. That's Leroy. It.
You know that moose that they have? Because the Pistons always play the Heat good, and I think part of it is this Jalen Duren is a monster. 20-year-old behemoth. Do you know how ridiculous it is that this child who can literally jump out of the gym and is the size, he's like a 6'8 linebacker. You can't put him on the floor with Kevin Love. Like, he put a shoulder into Kevin Love. He nearly went into the bleachers. And then you see Ron Holland, a teenager, whoom, flying past the old man. And Kevin Love made this point the other day. He goes, you know, all 82 may not be for me. And I'm like, and I'm like, if he has that self-awareness, why not a little Spinsky around the Kaleo Ware block? Why can't we open up the warehouse?
Somebody says Ware is too thin. Have you seen some of the thin players in the league?
Too
look
thin.
At the Winsock playing in San Antonio. You or how about OKC? Or like, yeah. Like, man, come on.
You need him to. You need somebody who can move their feet. If Thomas Bryant
and Wimby follow each other, they might start a fire.
I don't understand it, dude. I really am just like, you know.
No, I was so. How? Dude, we had a ticker tape parade when they drafted a 7-footer. Right? And I'm going to tell you what Tobin told me. He said it. Now we just have to see, because you know how they treat young bigs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not even in the same damn state.
No, he is.
Not even in the same state.
He was in the state. He was there yesterday.
Did he have a uniform on?
He did.
And did nobody would? Can somebody suggest to them, hey, you know, he's really tall. Go use them 6 fouls. Even if he don't cover nobody, just foul people and swat balls. That's great.
Ah, the Drew Smith.
You, I really think you're out of line. And I don't like that, you know, you feel like you have this run of always being right.
Pretty good.
But you don't.
Pretty
and hot. I would really like you to just admit you were wrong.
What?
Apologize to Drew Smith.
Yeah.
And stop being a bastard with him.
Another foul on Drew Smith while you were making that speech there. I want you to know he just got another foul.
Get out of here.
I don't understand.
You know, when you have 6 steals, you're taking risk.
Yeah, no, you're definitely
now,
taking
let me ask you this.
Risk of injuring the
would
other
you,
player.
Wait, let me ask, can I ask you a question, Marcos?
Yes.
Because, you know, this whole team talks about shooting and trying to get the ball.
Yeah.
Would you rather have no fouls and no steals?
And points?
The point, he has people scoring. Would you rather
yeah, he had two him assists. Have, he did have two assists yesterday. It's not
would
like
you rather him have
yeah.
no fouls and no steals? And because those six steals, those while he only scored how many points?
Seven.
He scored 7 points. How many points did those six steals generate?
Well, he's got one point. He's slow, per he steal. Was,
so that's the like you're sitting here just looking, and here we go. Here we go with somebody watching the game just looking at the stat line.
Yeah.
You're untrained. Like you what about do you think what about a what about a guy who has 2 points, 15 assists?
Ooh, good game.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, do you say, he's he didn't score any points?
But he doesn't generate offense, though. It's not only that he doesn't score
points.
He doesn't
generate offense. You think a steal doesn't generate offense?
How many points off of turnovers do we convert off of that? How many points off of turnovers do we convert off of that?
Hey, Toby just pulled the Leroy. We need to all take a break. Like, just pause, sit back. Sit back, because you just, bam, 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 bam.
28 points off turnovers yesterday, Frog Boy.
No, directly from his steals.
Okay. See, you're back. Now we got to go to.
Now I got
to
go break this
stats.
Down.
That's right. I need to see
deep
it.
Stats.
I need to see.
But that's you had. But Marcos, that's his importance.
Yeah.
Then so if he gets six steals, and it ends up being 10 points, or it ends up being what about a three?
I mean, that's the first time he's gotten six steals, though. It's not like he does.
But usually has more points.
How many games has he played real minutes? Like 15?
He played his career?
30 minutes a game now. I don't even see Haywood Highsmith anymore.
Now. He was the first guy off the bench.
Poor Haywood.
I tell you what, Spo was not patient with Duncan Robinson yesterday. He said, get your ass off the floor.
Man. 24
he
minutes.
He was not happy with him.
Look at that. And poor Khalil Ware can't even get a minute.
Take a break.
I'm like...
I'm going to be annoyed about this every loss. I'm just going to let you know. I'm not going to stop watching.
Regardless, because as I've been saying for the last 2 years, Bam's a four.
Yeah, good for nothing.
I'm tired of seeing him reach for Mardi Gras beads up underneath the net with all the trees.
Take a break. Back
up. Mr. B!